This podcast is in association with In The Moment magazine, mindful ways to live your life well. On sale now in Waitrose, WH Smith and Sainsbury's. Today on Radio Gorgeous, we have writer Joe Carnegie, who's a freelance writer for In The Moment magazine. And the theme of the podcast today is Christmas sadness. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you for having me, Josephine.
It's a pleasure. So let's start on the positive. What's good about Christmas?
Well, what's good about Christmas? It's a chance to have a week or a couple of days off work, to eat, drink and be merry, to spend time with friends and family and just switch off and indulge ourselves.
Exactly. Eat as much as we can.
Exactly. Eat as much as we can and have a few drinks and give some nice presents out and get some nice presents back.
What if, like some, though, you're dreading Christmas?
There's a slight dread around Christmas now for most of us because the hype starts so early. I think from October onwards, we are seeing things in the shops and, you know, hearing Christmas songs on the radio. So I think a lot of us, by the time Christmas actually comes, have a general sense of fatigue. And, you know, also spending time with the in-laws when you'd rather be by yourself on Christmas Day and getting stuck in Christmas shopping and the queues, it can get quite hectic. So I think a lot of us actually do have a certain dread around certain parts of Christmas. For other people, it can be a really, really isolating and sad time of year, especially as, you know, Christmas, you're meant to be with friends and families, you're meant to be with loved ones, you're meant to be loved yourself, you're meant to be having a wonderful time together. And for people who have maybe suffered a bereavement or are going through some kind of illness or depression, it can be a really, really lonely and sad time because these absences in their life can be highlighted at Christmas time because, like I say, the pressure's on us to be together with people and have a great time.
It's meant to be a time for forgiveness, but what about family feuds?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, like you say, that it's this Christmas myth that we have to buy into. We do not lead these kind of Christmas card perfect lives all year round. So why should we suddenly on Christmas Day come together and all get on? And I think that, you know, the thing about Christmas Day is often you have to travel to other people's houses. So you're not on your home territory. You have to obey other people's rules. You're out of your comfort zone, and often there is a lot of alcohol involved in Christmas. And I think that things and tensions that have been simmering under the surface can all come up to a head, really, when you're stuck in a room full of lots of people you wouldn't normally be with, even if they are your family members. And family feuds can really, really kick off over Christmas. And I think it's even worse because you can have arguments or fights with your family all year round and not really think much of it. But if it happens at Christmas, you think, but Christmas Day is not meant to happen. And these things do happen, you know.
That's the trouble of Christmas Day, I find, because I don't really like Christmas Day. I find it's this forced happiness. We've got to pretend to be happy.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think also that we all have to buy into this almost generalised idea of Christmas and how to spend Christmas. And the reality is that we're all different people. We're all individuals. Different things make us happy. And I think that we just think we have to do the same things as a big group of people every year at Christmas. And a lot of the time, we just need to actually think about what suits us and what makes us happy. And if actually sitting at home with the curtains drawn, with no Christmas dinner, watching cartoons all day, is your idea of a happy Christmas, then you should be allowed to do it.
Yeah, because say, what happens if you've had problems with, like, a mother-in-law all year, and then your husband says, but we've got to go to my mum's this year, you know, and then so there's already the stress of you not wanting to go. And then you've got it, as you say, travel there. I mean, there's just so many things that can go wrong, aren't there?
I think you're right. And actually, you know, if you really think about Christmas, it's madness because we all set out to travel on the same day. It's not like we don't know what's coming. We get stuck in Christmas Eve traffic jams or Boxing Day or New Year's traffic jams. And we do the same things every year. And I think really it's about actually being honest with yourself and your partner or your family. And you have to put yourselves first and draw boundaries up and say to people, we will see you, but we won't see you on Christmas Day because we want to have it by ourselves. And we'll come and see you before or after Christmas. Especially as women as well, we have this guilt that we need to put other people first. We need to keep people happy the whole time. And really, we need to make sure ourselves and our immediate family are happy. Do the Christmas Day that you want to do, and then you can see family members and friends either side of it.
Really good idea, Jo. Why can we feel particularly lonely on Christmas Day?
I think it's this myth again, or this perception that we are almost like, if you're by yourself or you could be in a family of people and still feel lonely because you feel like you're on the outside, or you're not having the big kind of like wonderful round the table Christmas you think you should be having. There's a real perception, I think, if you do feel alone on Christmas Day for various reasons, of like looking in, you know, from the cold street, or roaring fire and people sat round the roaring fire and having wonderful food. You feel like this real feeling of looking in from this lonely street and you're outside and looking in on this perfect Christmas. When the reality is, people, even if you're in a big family or you are with somebody, they could be having a crap Christmas as well. There's this imagined perception that everyone is having a better time than you, a better Christmas than you, that people are with more people than you, when the reality is probably that's not the case at all. I think we can make ourselves feel lonelier because we just imagine the whole world is having a better Christmas than us, and that makes us feel even worse.
Gosh. You touched on it earlier, missing a loved one. So sadly, like your dad's died or your, you know, someone's passed away.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, a lot of families, it's not all doom and gloom at Christmas. A lot of families love Christmas, and it is a time for people, families, to come together, especially if people have moved away or live abroad. And it's a real occasion and it can be lovely. And especially if you've done the same things with your family and the same traditions every year, it's a really reassuring part of you. It's a part of your upbringing, a part of your family and your heritage. Parents and family members do die. And I think it's more acute at Christmas because Christmas is always seen in our minds as a special time of year that we do. We go and buy the Christmas tree with a family member. We have the same things. We put the same Christmas decorations up. We sit down with our parents and have a drink by the fire. We go for the same walk on Boxing Day to the same pub or whatever. And when a family member passes away and isn't there anymore, that loss becomes even more acute because they are just part of your Christmas and your tradition. And Christmas can quickly turn from being this lovely, wonderful time of memories and tradition and heritage to being something that is actually really sad, especially for people that have lost loved ones at Christmas. Their absence is felt even more so.
Oh, it's terribly sad, Jo. Now, let's focus on how we can practically make Christmas a happier time. Got some advice, Jo?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to put yourself first. And actually, you need to give yourself the best Christmas present. You need to decide what makes you happy around Christmas, what makes your partner happy, what makes your kids happy. Or if you want to spend it with your friends around Christmas, you need to put yourself first and put some boundaries up. Have the Christmas, build the Christmas that you want, and then put other people behind that. I think because you can end up spending your whole Christmas going around seeing other people, and actually you don't want to be there, and it will come through, that resentment or that kind of fatigue will come through. So be honest with people beforehand about the kind of Christmas you want. Set up boundaries for yourself and then say to people, like I say, either side, we'll come and see you then, we'll do that, but just protect your Christmas and have the Christmas you want.
You have to be very assertive, because I know there's obviously some characters, personalities in the family who might be like the ones that always get their own way and sort of give you a hard time. I can imagine that.
Yeah, and I think there is a lot of guilt around Christmas, that if you've always done the same thing every year, if you say this year, actually, mum or dad or granny or granddad, we're not going to come to you, people will be so shocked because it's become normal that they might get a bit offended. But the reality is, if you just state what you're doing, and there's no blame, there's no resentment, there's no denial, you don't have to be defensive about it, and just say, this year we'd really love to see you and come and see you, but what we're actually going to do is spend Christmas Day by ourselves as a family or as a couple. I'm going to go away to India and I'm going to do that for myself, and then we'll come and see you either side and still have a lovely time. But I think if you just state your case calmly and just state the facts, people can't really come back from that. And if they do and try and control you or try and manipulate you or try and make you feel guilty, that's a very good sign that you shouldn't be going anyway on Christmas Day, because you're actually going under duress because someone else wants you to be there and you're not there under your own terms.
I like it, Jo. I like it. Now, what if you're someone that's a single person, or you've had a loved one who died and you there's no relations? What would you advise if you're literally on your own on Christmas Day?
The main thing to think about this is that you're not alone. And I can imagine on Christmas Day, if you are by yourself or you've suffered a bereavement, you must feel like you're completely alone in the world. And like you say, that you imagine everyone else is out having a better time than you. It's a big cliche, but I think volunteering on Christmas Day would be a wonderful thing to do.
And have you ever done it?
I have actually, yes. I was away a couple of years ago in India volunteering for an animal charity, and I found it actually the most fulfilling thing. And I actually liked not thinking about myself, I think, because Christmas can become quite a gluttonous, self-indulgent time as well. And for me to take the focus off myself and think about other people, I think really helps. And it sounds a massive cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. That if you go and volunteer for a homeless shelter, you know, an old people's home or a hospice, you will be reminded there are always people worse off than you. And it is, like, I think, a very reassuring thing. Being around people and being busy when you're feeling lonely and having something to do is a really good thing to do, and I think you can get loads out of it.
So is there more information about this in the magazine?
That's right. We've got lots of different charities that you can volunteer for on Christmas Day or around Christmas, depending on what you want to do. So there's a huge variety of stuff, because you don't have to go and work in a homeless shelter, you know, or work in an old people's home or a hospice. There's so many things you can do. And being outside, animal-based as well. Animals, you know, they don't know it's Christmas, so they still need people. If you're animal-based, you can go and do something maybe in your local farm or local animal shelter as well. So it's finding something that you want to do.
Because they still need feeding, don't
they? Of course, exactly. You know, and I just think just getting outside as well and getting busy and being practical, I think, will really help rather than you just sitting in feeling alone and sad. Just getting out and being around other people or other animals that need you more than you kind of need yourself, I think, is a really great thing.
It's a brilliant idea. Now, what about you, Jo? What are your plans for Christmas this year?
I'm actually having an urban Christmas, Josephine. Normally, I go back to my parents and they live in the countryside. My sister's just had a little girl and she lives in Bristol, where I live. And so for the first time ever, the whole family are going to have an urban Christmas in Bristol. And I'm really looking forward to it, because I think that you need...
Is it going to be at your sister's?
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is. So I think, yeah, we normally have a really countryside Christmas and long walks and peace and quiet, and this will be the opposite. I think, actually, that it's good to change things up, especially as a family as well.
So the difference is your sister's hosting Christmas, not your parents.
Exactly. Yeah. It will be really nice and different for them. And I think that sometimes it's good to have a generational shift around and not always put it on parents to have to host a Christmas day. I think we grow up and I think we often stay in our child and parent roles. And actually, you know, we do become adults and we do want to look after other people and actually have Christmas at our own home. So I think to recognise that and to change things up sometimes is a really good thing for Christmas.
Thanks, Jo, so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
It's a pleasure.
To read more about the issues we've talked about today, go to the December edition of In the Moment magazine, on sale now in Waitrose, WH Smith and Sainsbury's. This podcast was produced and edited by RadioGorgeous.com, podcasts for women.